Essential. That word has taken on a whole new meaning. The products we use every day, soup, soap, disinfectants, the things we take for granted are essential. Right now, millions of people don't have the essentials they need. So Unilever is donating essential products they make, like Dove and Hellmann's, to Feeding America and Direct Relief. It's part of Unilever's National Day of Service on May 21st, and they invite you to join them. Get involved at weareunitedforamerica.com.
iHeartRadio and T-Mobile know that 2020's graduation will be unlike any other in history. So, to celebrate all of the graduates, we've created a new podcast called Commencement, featuring inspiring speeches from the biggest names in music, entertainment, philanthropy, and more. Hear from John Legend, Kesha, and many, many more. Listen to iHeartRadio's new podcast, Commencement, on May 15th. And stay tuned for T-Mobile's upcoming Toss Your Cap Challenge on TikTok to show our support for the grads. Only from T-Mobile.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you this fine day?
Hello, my elf. How are you?
You know, I'm fantastic. I'm getting quite a tan these days, being sheltering in place. Last year, my tan was my unemployment tan, and now it is my COVID tan. But either way, it's still like a really fabulous tan that I have. So today is actually our second episode on aliens.
Aliens among us.
However, our listeners are probably like, wait, your second episode? Did I hear that right? You heard that right. You just didn't hear the first one because I'm convinced that an alien came in and captured your side of the recording, my witchy poo, and whisked it away because it disappeared. So the reason why nobody's heard it is because we only have half of it that exists, which is my half.
And which is, of course, the best half.
Not true. Which, of course, like, you're such a bright light in the world, you know, that they're all coming for you. Me, I'm more like, you know, I kind of look like a cavity or something. Like, I got stuff. And they're like, you're not as bright as that one, so we're going to leave your shit alone. That other one, she could really hurt our cause. I'm not hurting any causes over here.
But this is the funny thing to me, is that because I did send in a track that was my track, but it ended up being my track when we recorded on Stuff They Don't Want You to Know.
The aliens didn't want you to know, right?
Isn't that
a message they just sent you? I don't want them to know.
They ended up sending the conspiracies, you know, podcast.
Oh, that's God, what that's hilarious.
I know. I need to tell Ben. He'll get a kick out of that.
That's how totally. Ben Bolin, we're coming after you, baby. But, you know, because we kind of swim on this side and the other side, when we're also have trained ourselves, and you've actually trained me, when things happen, you look at them and say, huh, why is this going on? So obviously they don't want you to know. But I'll tell you what's really fascinating, because it's no secret. We record our episodes in advance and sometimes further in advance than others. But this episode, the alien episode, was actually supposed to drop this last week of April. And I know I'm dating ourselves and I get in trouble for putting a date in these things. But what's important about this is our episode was literally dropping the day that the Pentagon released UFO videos.
So cool.
Right? I mean, you can go scroll through and you see the New York Times. Their headline is Pentagon releases UFO videos. Don't hold your breath for a breakthrough. Okay. They're a little negative. And then another one from the Washington Post says these UFO videos came at the perfect time, which I totally get that, right?
COVID.
Right. It's like,
okay. Maybe they're coming to save us.
Right. Or let's stop looking at ourselves and look at something else so we can distract ourselves. And then New York Post, which is owned by the Murdoch. Fox, my former work family. I was once related to them through work. And we don't always love our relatives. But the New York Post says, Trump calls military UFO footage a hell of a video. So that was the day we were supposed to release our alien episode. So I'm going to take this as we were actually supposed to talk about it after they released these videos. Nice. So it's of more interest to folks. So that is what I take our meaning to be, because, you know, we're always looking for meaning and why things happen. So right now, that's my meaning. How do you like that?
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Totally encourage people to go watch these videos, because you can hear the pilot's voice and what they're saying as they are watching. And they're doing their very pilot scientific mathematical thing, which they're saying it's going at 120 miles per hour against the wind, right? They're like they're getting into their calculus and how something is improbable, right?
While they're also other saying, than, what is that, man? What is that?
What is that, man? Let's call Julie and Brenda.
They edited that part out.
Did they? Fuckers, man. I need to call the Air Force. So we are calling this episode, and we called it this before, but it's even more appropriate now. But we've called it, as you said, Aliens Among Us, because, you know, we've had so many conversations throughout our time together that one of my favorite ones that we had when you said, you know, there are two existential, I can't say that word. Say that word, existential, for everyone.
Existential?
Yes, because it sounds better when you say it. The two existential questions. Thanks. That I can't say burglar either. That that we asked ourselves are, where do we come from, and are we alone? And so this is to have that discussion of, are we alone in the universe?
Well, where do we come from? Why are we here?
And where do we come from? Why are we here? Oh, I thought that another one was, are we alone? We're going to say that another
one. No, it's the third, right?
Oh, it's the third. Okay, so there's three, not two.
Right.
Fine. Already correcting me, and we're like within seconds of starting this damn thing for the second time. Because your recording was hijacked. Because yours was hijacked. But I do think that, I mean, it's a question that we've all asked, you know, are we alone? And so many people have also asked that of themselves and of others. So, you know, listen, I'm a believer. I don't know if I'm an expert. I mean, I did have a gray alien in my backyard, It's totally checking my shit out. So I don't know if that makes me an expert.
Is that picture in your book? I don't remember. No, I've seen the picture. But.
Yeah, yes, and I have a photograph of a gray alien. Yes, yeah. It is in my book. I actually have several. I only put one in there. And I have to tell you, when I was, because we all know that I have ADD and OCD, and part of my OCD is I had to look at every single picture. I had to zoom in, zoom out. And where I found this guy was in such an interesting photograph. Like, it just, anybody looking at me like, whatever. And they'd pass by it. But because I'm like a photograph investigator, I guess, I'm a ghost investigator of photographs, that I saw him and the big eyes, the weird roundish head. I mean, it was insane. I don't know if I'm an expert, but I have encountered, many other people have also encountered. Have you encountered an alien, my witchy poo, other than stealing your recording?
I can't think of what time.
A time that you've seen. Have you ever seen an alien? Other than your nephew?
Other than my nephew. That is one of my favorite stories.
Before we get going, I think you got to tell everybody that now. Like, let's just get the fun, because this is also one of my favorite. This is actually my second favorite. My favorite Brenda story is when you were supposed to FedEx me.
No, don't tell that one.
Yeah, I'm telling everybody. I'm telling everybody right now. You're supposed to FedEx me something, and you FedExed yourself. You sent it to yourself. I don't know if you just needed a package to open, what the fuck was going on in your world, but you FedExed a package that was meant for me to you. So my second favorite is your nephew's story.
I was going fast, and I'm a little dyslexic, and I put the sender receiver backwards.
That was amazing.
And the thing is, I was FedExing it too, because you needed it for something.
You're I did need it.
That? I'm like, it just came back to me.
That was amazing. It was amazing. Okay. I totally outed you. You're welcome.
But the second story is, so first of all, you know, my experience with UFOs is that when I was a kid, like, we grew up in, you know, in the outer edges in Wisconsin, which means that there wasn't a lot of ambient light. And so we would lay in the yard in the backyard at night and look for UFOs. Like, you know, with me and my brother, we would just play around and, you know, watch. And of course, we'd see shooting stars and the Milky Way. And, you know, it was great fun. It was great play. And then, you know, because when you're kids, you are freer with your imagination.
Right. Anything's possible when you're a kid.
Right. And of course, so we just knew that, of course, there were UFOs. And then when we got older, there was a book out there. It's an old book called The Interrupted Journey, the story of Betty and Barney Hill. And so it was this story of people who were driving. And I don't remember where they were driving or whatever. But
for fun, let's say Wisconsin. Let's say they were actually your neighbors. Let's say it was, just for fun.
Okay, but we can say it was Wisconsin, but I think it was in the Upper East, I think.
Okay.
Someone will tell. One of our listeners will know. Because again, aliens is not really in my lane.
But, it's not your jam, other than stealing your shit.
But this story was incredible in how they lost time and, you know, this and that, and then spent years having these flashbacks, having nightmares, having this and that and the other, and then wrote this book, The Interrupted Journey. So if you are someone who is interested in aliens, definitely check out this, one of the original stories that was out there in a big way. And so, you know, having that story as fodder, we would search for UFOs all the time.
So that was, well, it might not be your jam, but it was enough in your thoughts that you actually thought there was an alien at one point.
Yes. So, like I said, it's not my jam. It's not something I spend a lot of time with. It's not, I don't have an abduction, this or that and the other. And one time when I was in, my beloved and I were recruited to babysit my nieces and nephew outside of Minneapolis in January. So, yeah, you know, I'm a big pushover if I said yes to that assignment.
Good grief.
I know. It was,
I'm
so
surprised
cold.
You didn't see the abominable snowman.
And yeah, well, that would have been not a shock at all. But so I'm asleep and I've been traveling a great deal. And so you know what it's like when you're sleeping in a bed that's not yours, right? It's just a strange bed and this and that and the other. And so my nephew, who was probably seven, maybe six, maybe seven. And, you know, so a small person woke me up in the middle of the night saying in this sleepy voice, "Aunt Brenda." And then I'm like, "What? Where am I?" You know, like I was disoriented. And I see, and his hair must have been standing up a little bit, you know, so I see this outline of this small being with kind of pointy head, and I like levitated. I jumped so high, you know, just parallel to the bed. Like, my first conscious thought was, it's an alien.
Well, honestly, to me, children are aliens, so that actually makes a whole lot of sense.
Now, I don't even know what I was dreaming, but it's just the strangest thing. And then immediately, I just collapse into laughter, and he's like, "I lost my covers," you know.
I was like, okay. That's hilarious.
But my first thought, can you imagine? Your first awakening thought is, it's an alien.
And it's your nephew. So obviously, I mean, it's in your orbit somewhere, because you thought of that. And I think it's in a lot of other people's orbits. So, you know, I'm a bit
we get lots of questions about
it. We get so many questions about it.
Yeah.
And questions of different types of aliens that I've never even heard of, which we're not going to address that today because I just don't know. Like, there's like genres of them, breeds of them. I don't know. But I did do some nerdy research just because I wanted to level set this for everyone.
And we are going to discuss that. Your nerdy research, that is your lane, when we come right back.
iHeartRadio and the U.S. Census Bureau wanted to do something special for the class of 2020. So we made Commencement, a new podcast with words of inspiration from the biggest names like John Legend, Tim Cook, and Kesha. Listen to iHeartRadio's new podcast, Commencement, in partnership with the 2020 Census. Speeches drop May 15th on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, you can do something that'll affect the next 10 years. So if you lived in a dorm, don't worry. Your school will count you. If you didn't, visit 2020census.gov/grad to be counted.
We are proud to associate with businesses that focus on the needs of this audience, like Boll & Branch.
With your help, they've put thousands of people to work around the world, from their pillows made in Cincinnati, Ohio, my hometown, to their mattresses made in Florida, Texas, and Arizona, since they started 6 years ago.
Starting and ending your day on these sheets or pillows is a great reminder of how good life can be and how great it will be tomorrow.
Thanks to being available online, BollandBranch.com is open for Business, still shipping their sheets, pillows, and more fast and free anywhere in the USA.
Boll & Branch is still offering their 30-day guarantee. If you don't love them, you can return them for full refund. That's how good they are.
Remember, you'll only find Boll & Branch sheets online. It's spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. If now's the time to make such a purchase, use your code INSIDER and get $50 off your very first set of sheets. Again, shipping is fast and free. Restrictions may apply. See BollandBranch.com for details.
Everybody, welcome back. All right, so I'm going to nerd out on you guys for just a minute. So I dug around and found some interesting statistics. So, and there's a Newsweek.com poll. I don't even know if Newsweek is still in business, but there was a Newsweek.com poll that well over half of our population believe, and in quotes, there's something out there. So, AKA aliens. In the study, a majority of the believers, interestingly, are men. Actually, not interestingly. I'm not surprised because in my former motion picture days, that our movies that were more alien-oriented would attract more men. So I'm actually not surprised by that. So it does make sense. Now, what's interesting is that when they're asked, do they think that there are aliens on this planet, that number goes from half to like mid-teens. So they want to believe they're out there, but they're not here.
Yeah, who doesn't want to believe that?
I don't know. I kind of like the fact to know that they're here.
But
I get it, scary.
It is scary. And just like your backyard, I guarantee that there are aliens checking all of us out in some way, shape, or form, whether it's through a remote beam or right in front of you. Because there are definitely characteristics that we hear about, you know, that show up on a regular basis that can't be explained in our three-dimensional human embodiment.
Right.
So it's naive and hopeful, I think, to think they're not here.
Yeah. I mean, it's because it's one of our existential, oh, I said it right. One of our existential questions. If I say it fast, it sounds like it's correct.
Nice.
Because it's one of our three big existential questions, see, I'm just showing off, is... Of course, it's scary because it is in that same camp of where did we come from, right? And to actually think that something so foreign, so alien, I mean, think about it. When we talk about people that, you know, cross a border, we call them aliens. And they do that in all countries. They mm-hmm. It's like there's a line for aliens, right? And mm-hmm. of course, the first time I saw that, I was looking for little green men. Because I didn't get it. I was young.
You're such a product of Hollywood. Such a product of
right? Aren't I? Sometimes I am. So it makes sense why it is kind of a scary thing. Now, there is a naivete, I think, to it. And I think the meat of what we want to talk about are some of those characteristics, because right. I think you've experienced it. I've experienced it.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us what you see when you see aliens in human bodies? I don't know if I said that right.
So people do expect, you know, that gray skin or the green skin, or, you know, that's what they think they're going to see when they see an alien or a spaceship behind them, you know, or Reese's Pieces. I don't know, something.
Oh my God, look at you being all culture-y. So, I'm so proud just now. I want to take a moment.
Just take a bow.
Yeah, that was nice. You actually knew.
Okay, it has to be
a
30-year-old movie, but yeah.
It does, but you still did it. So I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. But my point is that aliens can embody and take the form of human beings. And that is what people don't expect. And they still have experiences with people where they're like, something's odd about that person. Did you notice? And one of the things you'll notice is the inability to connect in a sort of bantering back and forth kind of humorous way. Beings that have some sort of alien influence, it doesn't have to be 100%. You know, it can be an influence under the influence of, or, you know, I don't know how it gets mixed up in a petri dish.
Okay, so wait,
know.
Is that like can you be pulled over for being under the influence of an alien? Like you can now, like you can alcohol? Because that's kind of cool.
It is not like that.
It's not?
No. But that's funny. But good one. So there's a timing thing when you're talking to someone who has that alien energy about them. I was in a workshop once, and it was a matrix energetics workshop with Richard Bartlett, who's just a mad scientist. He's brilliant in so many ways and just zany, totally, totally zany. So call it, there's 200 people in this event.
And it's one of those rooms that has three sections. And so I'm in the far right section, and then there's a middle section and a far left section. And I'm there with a girlfriend, and I'm watching the crowd engage with Dr. Bartlett, who is funny and, you know, really bringing his game and sharing a lot of stuff with us, some wild stuff, like, whoa, multidimensional stuff you can barely put in your brain. And I lean over to my friend and I go, hey, check out section one over there in the first, in the first three rows. And she says, oh my God, what do you think's going on over there? And literally it was the first three rows of these beings, the humans, they had human form lined up, but they weren't laughing. They weren't taking any notes. They were still just sitting there still as could be, like little soldiers. She goes, what do you think's going on over there? I'm like, I think they're aliens. And she's like, oh, they're totally aliens. Because everyone else is laughing and engaging and taking notes. And, you know, these guys were like little robots. It was so freaky.
It was like they were from Finland. They were Finnish. I don't know if you've ever done business with people in Finland. I love the Finns. But they were the same way. Like, no response, no nothing. I wonder if the whole country of Finland is aliens.
Maybe they were Finnish. I never asked them.
They could have been Finnish.
Trust me, they were not Finnish.
No, well, I will tell you, in a previous life of mine, I went to Finland a lot, to Helsinki. And you know me. I like to joke and engage people and whatever.
Really?
Shush. So these guys, they gave me no slack whatsoever. Not until I asked them if they watched South Park. And somehow that turned everything around. So if anybody does business with Finns and you're having a hard time, pull out the South Park card. So I actually met a guy in L.A. that, in fact, I called you about him. I said, I think this guy's an alien. You're like, okay, well, tell me about it. And I go, well, he is fearless. He also thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and I think actually he is.
Yeah.
He's so smart to where it's like his mission was to find loopholes in things. And the fearlessness is also really crazy because he helped a lot of underprivileged kids. And there was one kid that, and I think I've actually talked about this, there's one kid that was being taken over, like a demonic kind of takeover thing.
Possession.
A demonic takeover thing is technically a possession. And so into my story, I can't even use the right words, that he confronted, like the kid, you know, says in that weird voice, you know, when they do that scary voice. And during a possession, if anybody's ever seen those movies, you'll know what I mean. And
so just so you know, that doesn't only happen in movies.
If you know, if you haven't experienced it, you know. But anyway, so I'll eventually spit this out. But he says to this possessed, he said, no, you can't have him. No, you get out of there, blah, blah, blah. And the demon said back to him, he's mine. And my friend was like, no, he's not, he's mine. Like he was so... And had no experience. Because I asked him, have you ever done this before? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. So then you said to me, you're like, do you have any Moldavite? I go, yeah. You said, put Moldavite in his hand and tell me what his response. So Moldavite, to those that are unaware of this really great gem that sends my witchy poo like into outer space, it's a green stone that is from Czechoslovakia, and it is a combination of an asteroid and earth rock that when the asteroid hit the earth, it melted the rock around it and it created this like kind of green, glassy. Yeah, well, for you, it's kryptonite. So it's part earth, part outer space. Like legitimately it is. So with most people, you put it in your hand and it, for people like Brenda, it blows your head off. Some people get like a rapid heart rate. They can feel the vibe because it holds a really high vibration. And people like you, Bren, who already live in a very high vibrational orbit, of course, it's going to blow your head off.
It's a foreign vibration.
It's a foreign vibration. Yes,
right?
It is.
It's a fast vibration, which isn't necessarily high, but it's a foreign vibration.
That's, you know what? You're absolutely right. It is.
Yeah.
It makes me sweat.
Yeah.
When I hold it.
Well, you're so much earth energy. Right?
I'm so earthy. Yeah.
Right.
I'm super. Yeah. I'm not an alien. Actually. No. So I put it.
You're not
Paul's,
nearly tall enough to be an alien.
I'm not. No, I'm short and fat. And they don't really, you don't see a lot of this. If I were gray, I would be that. Maybe I'm related to that gray alien. Okay. So anyway, I put it in Paul's hand and he was like, oh, this is so nice. And I go, it is. He's like, yeah, this is so nice. And I go, what do you mean? He's like, you know, just kind of, it's very comfortable. Feels like water to me. Yeah. And I remember I called you back and I'm like, he's totally an alien, Brenda. He's totally an alien because he actually, and you, in what you said to me, I remember, it's weird. I remember nothing in life, but I remember so much of what you say. It's weird. I think I said to you, I go, it's like he was home.
Yeah.
And then, so it felt like home to him.
Felt like home to him. Yeah.
Right? So he was a 12-foot alien.
I bet
he's,
they're never that comfortable here. Like when he held me, he was like, oh, that feels nice.
Right. No, I think he felt, yes, take me home. So here's also what's funny. And I don't recommend anybody do this at home, but I actually said something to my friend Paul about it. And I said, so Paul, I just have a feeling about something. And so we have this funny conversation. And I said, I kind of think you're an alien. He goes, oh my God, finally that. He goes, that makes sense. I go, what? He's like, yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, okay. He said, you know, my wife has been telling me since we met that I was an alien. So now I should tell her I am an alien. I'm like, that's some kick-ass self-awareness.
A way to be of service, my elf.
Right? I might have saved a marriage.
And we'll have more stories, aliens among us, when we come right back.
iHeartRadio and T-Mobile know that 2020's graduation will be unlike any other in history. So, to celebrate all of the graduates, we've created a new podcast called Commencement, featuring inspiring speeches from the biggest names in music, entertainment, philanthropy, and more, all taking the time to show you, the class of 2020, that you matter.
Hey, it's Kesha. You worked so hard for many years to get to this point, and because of something out of all of our hands, your graduation celebration is being postponed. But I'm so sorry that you can't all be together in a gym or hall or football stadium with your tassels and your robes and your classmates.
You are the future.
What's true and lasting is that the world is good.
It's a proper send-off that you, the class of 2020, deserves. Listen to iHeartRadio's new podcast, Commencement, on May 15th. And stay tuned for T-Mobile's upcoming Toss Your Cap Challenge on TikTok to show our support for the grads, only from T-Mobile.
It's 1994. Michael Jordan is the most famous person in the world. He's reached the pinnacle of his career as one of the best basketball players to ever play the game. And what does he do? He leaves the sport altogether to try his hand at baseball. Then something funny happened. Jordan's young baseball career gets cut short when Major League Baseball goes on one of the longest strikes in its history. And Michael Jordan goes back to basketball. The story could stop here, but as we all know, it doesn't. Jordan goes on to win another three championships and kickstarts what economists call the Jordan Effect, generating billions in revenue and re-energizing a struggling NBA. I'm Sean Braswell, and I want you to check out the new show presented by Aussie, Flashback, and find out how some of the best laid plans can go horribly wrong or prove unexpectedly magnificent. Listen to Flashback on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, we are back. Now, being back, what we want to do now is we want the old Witchy Poo to give us a list of all the things to look for in an alien in a human suit. Now, again, do not recommend you do this by yourself, because if you do know one, or if you're one yourself, well, you can confront yourself, but be careful about telling somebody they're an alien. Go ahead,
by Witchy Poo. It is not recommended.
It is not recommended.
But as you move through life, and, you know, even listening to this podcast, you will have more eyes to see and discern. So you can just be curious. I wonder, because that energy feels a little different to me. And so you can just run this list. Are they unusually tall? And this isn't they don't have to check all the boxes, but just notice if they check a number of them. First of all, something just feel a little off, or the timing's off as you connect with them? Is it a low sense of humor, not a lot of bantering back and forth? And are they a little judgmental in like, oh, I can do better, a little arrogant? And they're not wrong, because they look at the world so differently, and they're not distracted by earthly
feelings, emotions, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, they get in the way. If you're an alien, you're like, no. Those are silly.
Not as concerned about that. They're just not as concerned about that. And they like to look for loopholes or ways around, things that we would go, well, we don't do that because we don't walk against the cross lights or something like that. And they'd be like, we don't care about that. I'm not concerned about that at all. That's not even on my radar screen. Their ability to discern physical or emotional pain is much lower than ours.
That's what happened I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's what happened. It was interesting because that was one of the tips that when I knew Paul, he'd had a giant cut on his leg. And I'm like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I don't feel it. I was like, oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, that's like, oh, gosh, that's an intense bruise. How'd you get that? I don't know. Didn't even notice it.
I'd be whining and crying and saying, take me to like the dock in the box. I'm going to die. They're going to have to take off my leg. I'm so
I need some painkiller stuff.
I need to. Right. Give me something good so I can go nap it off.
Yeah, that's just like they're kind of annoyed by that in general. And emotional discomfort too, which is why, you know, we'll use humor to diffuse anything that's intense, and they A, don't need it, and B, they don't care. So they can just be really intense, or sometimes it can feel like they're cutting across your emotional boundaries. You're like, hey, wait, that's, you're coming, really coming at me. And it doesn't mean that what they're talking about isn't real. It's just, it's like, whoa, the kind of, there's an intensity to it. They also don't require a lot of sleep. So that's, they might sleep maybe 3-4 hours a night, because again, their system runs differently. And drop them a piece of Moldavite, see if it feels like it.
Yeah, no, seriously, that was like such a good one. And so when I memorialized my relationship with Paul, I actually commissioned to get a crystal alien skull carved for him.
Oh my God. Out of Moldavite?
It was not Moldavite. No, it was actually quartz with black tourmaline in it.
Nice.
Because I figured he probably needed a little protection because he was a reckless motherfucker.
Yeah, because they don't notice.
They don't know.
They don't notice when they go off the range.
No, I was there to serve. You know, it was early in my journey, but I knew I needed to do something.
I'm glad he was there for you and you were there for him. But really, to me, their superpower is that they can disappear.
Nice.
They can go into another realm. Like, you can be talking to someone, turn around, be talking to someone else, turn back around to talk to them again, and they are gone.
Okay, or you can do that too, by the way. You've done that to me so many times, and it pisses me off every single time.
That's something that's different.
You've disappeared. Where the fuck she go?
That's another topic. I'm not alien.
Okay, well now, so I want to do like a little right-hand turn. Are you comfortable with your list?
I'm following
okay.
You go.
So a little right-hand turn of something that I think is super fascinating that I did not really even know about, hear about, understand until recently. And it's this idea of walk-ins, because I actually have a new friend that is a walk-in. And I laugh when I say that, because I'm like, what are these words coming out of my mouth? Who am I?
You have the most interesting friends in such a broad spectrum. I love it.
Don't I? It's like crazy. It's like, yeah, I got an alien friend over here. I got a walk-in over there.
What's so funny is like they just keep parading him in front of you. She needs to learn about this, and she'll get a kick out of this. Why don't we just keep showing her stuff?
That's exactly what they do.
That's exactly
they just all show me shit. They just, I get the spectrum of everything, because they're like, yeah, we won't scare her.
Yeah.
And she'll talk about it.
You do not scare easily.
I do not scare easily at all. So, yeah, so I have a new friend that's a walk-in. And the funny thing is like, she
I have a new friend that's a walk-in.
I do. She was super afraid that when she told me her truth, that she would run me off. Because she's like, well, I'm going to say something and da-da-da-da. I'm like, why? Just spit it the fuck out. And I'm full of fucks today, so I apologize if anybody's offended by my language. But today's fuck day. I've said it 3 or 4 times already. And
now five.
Now five. Hey, at least it's not naked day, because I used to do that back in the 90s. So... And you're welcome for today not being naked day, because you're the only one who can see me. So she's all afraid, and she's like, you know, dancing around. And then I'm like, spit it out. And so she tells me, she's like, well, when, you know, my other inhabitant, you know, wanted to leave, because she had been shot and was injured and blah, 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 and wanted to leave. And she's like, so I slid in. I'm like, that's badass. She goes, I never thought that that would be the response I would get. I'm like, but that's badass, man. It's like you skipped the line. Like you went to Disneyland and you skipped. How great is that? You got the fast pass.
Well, that does come with consequences.
Well, it does. So why don't we tell everybody, you do a better job of this. Will you please tell everybody what a walk-in is? Because I just went through my excited moment of it and talked about Disneyland and all that shit. Why don't you actually tell everybody what a walk-in actually is?
So a walk-in is when we incarnate, our soul gets assigned a physical vehicle. Or our body. Right, that's what happens.
Physical. I would like to be a Jeep Grand Cherokee next time I come back.
Not me, I'm going to be a Tesla.
Of course you are. I want to be a pickup truck. I want to be a Ram truck. There, top that.
So you get assigned your physical body, and then as you move through life, there's all kinds of things that can happen to challenge your physical body. It can be emotional trauma, it can be physical trauma, it can be spiritual trauma, it can be mental trauma, things that will make that have a break with your attachment to your physical vehicle that you were assigned. And you can like break your lease and turn it in.
Oh my God, that's such a great way to say it. I love that.
And say,
you're like, I'm out. I'm moving out. I don't need my deposit back. I'm gone.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, find me. I don't care.
Keep the deposit, man.
Poof, I'm out of here. So there's things that you can negotiate karmically, right? Because there's karmic implications. Please see karmic episode.
It's called Karma Chameleon.
Thank you. And from that, oftentimes the body will just die, right? So the body will give way in the separation of the silver cord and all that. And other times there will be a negotiation where spirit will say, we'll cut the line and say, hey, I'll take over from here. When this shows up, we have situations where people will all of a sudden wake up and having lived a vegetarian life for 20 years say, I need me a burger. You know, like they just come in, they have different wants, different desires, different expressions, different interests, different skills, and their relationships suffer because they have no memory of them. And so we're talking about walk-ins, which can feel like aliens. That's why it landed in this episode. And I think you have a story about this
about my friend.
Relationship, right, of your new walk-in friend.
Yeah, my new walk-in friend. It's interesting because what you just said, she talked to me about, because what I gathered from her is they remember, like they have memories of what the old was. They just don't have the connections to those people. So it's like they know of instances. She refers to her mother as the woman who gave birth to her.
Right.
And she loves her. Mm-hmm. Like she has grown to love her. It's such a fascinating. So those things, I'm like, whoa.
And it starts from a root of, I know this is a significant person, but that's different than feeling.
Totally. Wow. It's more intellectual than it is emotional.
Like, I have a knowing.
Yeah, I have a knowing. Mm-hmm. And they also look at the world a little bit like a candy store. Because like the things that they really haven't experienced, I mean, honestly, one of them is sex. It's like I have heard that they are just sex maniacs because it's something they didn't experience in their
other
world. Yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's so fascinating. So fascinating. So back to, I mean, we're still talking about aliens because my friend who's a walk-in was an alien, but we just wanted to introduce the idea and the concept of walk-ins to you guys just so we give you a complete picture of kind of the space. And speaking of space, spaceships, because that's how we really started.
Nice segue.
Thank you. That was good, right? So we started actually talking about, I guess we're going to call it revision one of this episode. With the videos that were dropped earlier this week by the Pentagon. So spaceships are something that, boy, they are so supercharged when people want to talk about it. And so I have two quick stories. Suzanne and I went to dinner at a very prominent producer's house in Los Angeles, very much on our life. And I even talk about this in my book. So those that have read it, you can go grab a cup of coffee. But it was fascinating because my friend who was hosting said, oh, she tinks on her glass. Oh, everybody. Julie's writing a book. She's getting her book is being published. Why don't you tell everybody about your book? Which, P.S., that's just odd. and it's also a sit-down dinner with like cloth napkins, which I mean, I've maybe used twice in my life. I'm like, what is this? You know, is this for my head? Like, I don't know what to do. So, because we pass around buckets of chicken in my house, not fancy silverware and cloth napkins. So I start to tell the story of my book and with the ghosts and whatever. And I learned very quickly that you bring up the topic of aliens and it scares people. They're like, because when I say,
They'll talk about ghosts.
They'll talk about ghosts all day, especially
yeah, they'll
a group
talk about
of women.
Their sex life before they talk about
they
aliens.
Well, and what's interesting is that most of the people I would talk to about, especially at first, were women. So talking about ghosts, like they're way into it. In fact, I just met a new neighbor here in my little cute neighborhood in Fayetteville, Arkansas, just yesterday. And she was asking me about myself. I tell her I wrote a book and doing a podcast. I tell her what it is. Her life, she lit up like a Christmas tree. She can't wait to read my book. She can't wait to listen to our show because that's women love our stuff. We love our mm-hmm. guys because we know we have you too. But anyway, so I'm telling this group of women the story. At the very end, I drop and I have a picture of a gray alien and the table goes silent. And this friend of hers kind of rocks back and forth, and she's hammered, by the way. And she's like, starts, you know, talking, saying, well, you know, I want to share something with you guys. And so she just does that hem-hawing around. And I'm thinking, land the plane, lady. And then so she proceeds to say, I saw a spaceship. And she gives us the age, where she was, the friends that she was with, all the stuff. And she goes, I've never talked about this outside of that group. She was set free because she was afraid of being judged. Same thing happened with Cubby. You know, everybody should know that Cubby is my best friend. So my best friend Cubby, her mom, same thing happened. I'm telling her the story of that story I just told. And she sits there in Cubby's living room and she goes, well, when I was young, I saw a spaceship and I told my mother and she told me to never speak of it again. And she says, it's the first time I've ever said it. And I'm going to tell you, Linda's in her early 70s now.
Yeah.
So we're talking 50 plus years, 55 years, more, somewhere around there, never spoke of it because of the shame and the fear. Well,
and remember when her
judgment.
Mom said that, she was just taking care of her.
Of course she was.
Like, right? She's like, oh, got to shut that down.
I got to protect my child. They're going to beat the shit out of her at school.
Right.
They're going to pull her ponytail.
At least, yes.
Right? No, seriously. So
it's terrifying. And you know, we don't have positive experiences with aliens, whether they're coming across the border or they're beaming across our skies.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Well, you know, I went to this event in Los Angeles. It's called UPARS, UPARS, and it's this group, and Patricia took me to it.
I'm so glad we have this podcast so I can hear your stories.
So we can catch up.
What are you talking about?
This is just Brenda and Julie catching up. But the ketchup show, the alien ketchup show, it would be green ketchup then. So Patricia took me to this UPARS event and really brilliant, like scary brilliant people were speaking at this event. And the main speaker was talking about being afraid of aliens and how our government wants us to be afraid. Because, you know, not too long ago, there were people that wanted to kind of rampage Area 51 or 52. Mm-hmm. I get confused from the bar in New York and the alien site in New Mexico. 51, 52, Area 51, right?
Area 51, Studio 52. I think it's
54. 54.
54.
See, I get my 50s mixed up.
It's what happens when you're in your 50s.
It's what happens when you're 50s. You forget everything with begins with a 5. So we went to the show. So he's talking about government wanting us to be afraid of aliens. He goes, what if actually they could help us? Like this 2-hour conversation was so much about that. It was really fascinating. I didn't know. I didn't tell you about it. I went to an alien
you
convention.
Did not tell me that.
Yeah, I joked that I went to an alien.
Because that was my initial reaction when you told me about the UFO films that dropped this week. I'm like, maybe they came to help us.
Oh, right, exactly. But they want us to be afraid because it's also control. If you're afraid of something, you have to rely on me versus if you think that something else can help, you don't have to rely on me. It's our issue with power in our world. Okay, that was a political statement. Everybody's welcome.
Moving on.
So have you ever seen a spaceship? Because I haven't, I don't think.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Again, remember, when you spend a lot of summer nights staring at the sky, eventually you're going to see something that doesn't move like an airplane. Or
I don't think they fly
star.
Over Arkansas. I think they're like, you know what, we're gonna pass you guys by.
And you are in the flyover states for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we're going to Wisconsin, says the alien spaceship pilot.
And again, what you would see is just something hover for a while and then zoom across half the sky and disappear.
Oh, that's so cool. It's funny because, you know, when we, again, coming from the movie business, we have so many storytellers that tell so many stories about aliens or possibilities of alien life. I mean, you mentioned Reese's Pieces, right? E.T., Steven Spielberg. I am convinced that some of these storytellers have either experienced it or had in their dream state.
There's no doubt.
Experienced something. So we have Steven Spielberg. One of my favorites is actually Ridley Scott, who we used to work with. And I hope that he doesn't turn around and try to sue us. He probably doesn't listen to this. But we were in a meeting with Ridley and I called you after. I call you with all my important things. I can't believe you still speak to me. So... So we had this meeting, and it was not about an alien movie, even though he's a creator of Aliens and Alien versus Predator and Prometheus, and he does all those films. We're in this meeting, and I remember calling you saying, Brenda, I swear upon my mother that there were aliens under the table in this meeting. I felt them. I knew they were there. It's a different vibration, like you said. You know, the Moldavite has that different vibration. It's like, fuck, they're fucking here. It's crazy. But so we have, like, you know, X-Files. That was one of the most successful television series. And it was the whole idea is, do you believe? Are they out there? right? That kind of like pushes us into even more fascination if we weren't as fascinated
before.
And that's
one reason why I think that series, granted, I've never seen the series, you know me.
But of course you haven't. It's not E.T. from 30 years ago.
My understanding of the series is that one reason why it was so popular is because just asking that compelling question over and over and getting closer and wondering and getting closer and wondering, that is the human, you know, constancy. Even the headline of the New York Times that you said, don't wait for breakthroughs.
Right.
Like, so check these out. They're really cool, but it's still not real yet.
Yeah, those are like all the writers for my favorite magazine, Skeptical Inquirer, because they just want to say everybody's wrong, right? Everything is all about things you can touch, right? And so if you can't touch a spaceship, then it's not real. So you're going to have people who are going to skew
something.
Things. They saw something, right?
They saw something.
I mean, and so there is one person that I do want to let all of our listeners know about, if that they are fascinated in something like this, that I found the most exceptional author on this space. And her name is Heidi Hollis. And Heidi Hollis has written a number of books. And one of the books that she wrote is called The Secret War, A True Story About a Real Alien War and Shadow People. It's kind of a mouthful for a book title. And she writes about her personal experiences. Like, she had gray aliens in her house tossing shit around and she saw them. I think she is. I love Heidi. I don't know. I've never met her. I think we're friends on Facebook.
Let's get her on the show.
I think we should reach out to Holly because she is a fascinating woman. So I encourage everybody to read Heidi's work if you want to. You can go to HeidiHollis.com, which is HeidiHollis.com. So you can dig deeper into it. And those also that have issues with sleep paralysis, she talks about the Hat Man. That's where I actually learned about the Hat Man, was reading her work.
That's awesome.
Yeah, learning more about it.
That's awesome. Sort of wrapping a ribbon around this, when you think about aliens and spaceships and how do they find their way to us and why would they come, they would come because they're as curious about us as we are about them. If they have the technology to come travel to our Earth planet, you know, our home planet, and our planet is extraordinary. They want to know about it. It sustains life and all the rocks out floating in space. We have an extraordinary home. And so, yeah, they're attracted to it. They're attracted to things that are vibrant. The fact that we have so many species on this planet is amazing. So they're going to be curious.
We have platypuses. I mean, who would have invented a platypus? I guarantee a platypus does not exist on other planets. An intergalactic platypus.
And their ability to move in and out of dimensions. And how do we know they do that? Because they came from a different dimension. Like, they really did. And so that's
how we get
there.
Well, I want to ask you, though, Bryn, real quick, because I know we've gone really long on this episode.
They're going to be hating us.
Yeah, we're going to get in a lot of trouble. Not from our listeners, probably, but...
Maybe.
But I've wondered if when I have seen different things, I've seen different things or experienced different things, is there like a tear that you can go through from one dimension to another? Like, I've found myself where I've accidentally shown up in something and I'm like, this is weird. And I was out of it pretty quickly.
It's not really a tear.
What would you call it?
Because a tear would involve damaging.
Oh, right? Fair.
And so there's openings. Mm. So it's not an error.
They're like doors, windows.
Yeah, there's doorways. There's portals. Really, is what it is. It's a portal.
Even like the portal I opened in my backyard.
Like the portal you opened in your backyard?
Is that how do you think that alien... See, I'm convinced that gray alien was... He was studying my shit. He's like, you know what? Who's this lesbian that lives on the corner over here in Sherman Oaks?
I think he came to study Homer, but...
You think he came to study Homer? Homer was awesome. He might have. Yeah. So there's so much to explore with this. And if you are disappointed in this episode because we're not giving you, you know, that there's not an alien sitting next to us and talking to you for your proof, we just want to make sure that we address this because you guys have asked about it. Obviously, we believe. I think there's very few things we probably don't believe in at this point with all the things that we've collectively experienced, that we hope that this is at least of interest and can get you thinking, you know, maybe a little different, a little bigger. Because I know that with my experiences, it got me to think much bigger, like my world quadrupled, sextuplet, whatever you want to say. And I think that is a gift in itself, is just to be able to think bigger, whether or not you believe or don't believe.
Right. I think I couldn't agree more. And remember, even if we move through the world with greater compassion and say, hey, someone really might not feel at home in this neighborhood, in this conversation, or on this planet, like expanding your compassion is a really beautiful thing.
Nicely put, my witchy poo.
Right? It's true, because we know Earth school is hard.
Without aliens. I mean, without the other side.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Renowned Buddhist author and teacher Jarvis Masters has steadfastly maintained his innocence since he was sentenced to death almost 30 years ago. On a new podcast, Dear Governor, Jarvis poses the question:
how many guilty men have to be put to death to justify the execution of one innocent man?
From the confines of his 9x4 cell in San Quentin, Jarvis will share his riveting life story, how he has managed to maintain a sense of optimism in the most dire circumstances.
I posted and lost my damn mind, but I think I'm a survivor.
And how he'll provide the details of the bloody murder and trial that landed him on death row.
I really believe if they found that weapon, I would not have been charged for murder.
Hear details from inside the courtroom as his attorneys fight for his final state appeal. With newly disclosed evidence that bolsters his claims of innocence, will the California Supreme Court exonerate him or reaffirm his death sentence? Listen to Dear Governor on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a social distancing tip. Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book. Take a walk. Unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September. Paint a self-portrait. Catch up on a TV series. Do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part because we're all alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.